hello and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. My name is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I absolutely love to help kind soul survivors to unlock their hidden patterns so they can blossom their awesome. Today, I'm just going to speak about, this simple phrase to help you connect or make decisions from your truth. And it's a simple phrase of, does this feel right for me? Does this work for me? So whichever form works for you, but just asking yourself, does this feel right for me? Or does this work for me? And really, really letting that settle in whenever you're needing to make a decision, whether it's with personal, professional, relationships, that is really your place of power. And it's a place to be able to lead you to your path in many ways of serenity, self-respect, self-kindness, and also allows for another when you can verbalize, yeah, this doesn't feel right for me, or actually this doesn't work for me. It allows for openness, dialogue, no one can argue with it, right? So I'm just inviting you to explore that simple phrase, and you may even feel confused. It might be even your first time in a long time really putting your needs first, or you may not even know, there might be doubts around, am I holding myself back? Am I just falling into old fears? Am I basing this truly on myself, or is it my ego, or is it my mother's voice, father's voice? But the more you ask yourself that about the little things in life and the big things, it will start becoming like a muscle that you've exercised. And that there's no feelings of guilt or shame or confusion when you start really asking yourself that question. And it also creates a boundary, and it takes the other person or worrying too much about the other person's happiness or needs. And it allows for more openness for the other to explore that with themselves. If you are saying, does this work for me as far as, a vacation that we need to take? Well, no, not really. Then they can say, well, it works for me. And you can go, okay, well, what part of it works for you? And I'll figure out what part of it doesn't work for me. And then we can start negotiating, right? And finding some flexibility there. Now, this isn't meant to take you to selfishness or self-centeredness, but it's just more with being able to, as soon as you start acknowledging your own voice and truth, you can advocate for yourself and start exploring what is it exactly that works for you or doesn't. And then you start bringing in your own, again, I sort of described it as personal power, self-control, decision-making, and it's not dependent on outside forces as much. So yeah, I would love to hear if you incorporate this, how this lands for you. Really asking yourself in any decision, does this, you can even use it with a mug you use for coffee or tea. Does this work for me? How do I feel about this? And you'd be surprised the answers. You'd be surprised. So if you'd like to explore more, to, start really working through some of your inner patterns around whether it's self-esteem issues, issues around relationships, or you're struggling with workplace dynamics and you're not sure which path to go on and can't quite see the forest for the trees and to explore what is really, really your true self, please do reach out at www.blossomingheart.ca, and we can do a free chat, coffee chat session. All right. Thank you, and have a wonderful day or evening, and I look forward to connecting with you at another time.